This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary has taken oath as the new Chief Minister of the state. He is the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state.
मैं सम्राट चौधरी ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूँ कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अचूक रखूंगा।
Yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as leader during NDA legislature party meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Sri Guru Vairavakya Mandir at Sri Kshetra Adi Chunchungiri in Mandya, Karnataka today. After arrival, the Prime Minister will visit Jwala Peet. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will offer prayers at Sri Kal Bhairav Temple before inaugurating the new temple built as a tribute to the spiritual lineage of the Math in the ancient Kal Bhairavswar Temple complex. In Tamil Nadu, electioneering is in full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a roadshow at Nagarkoil today. Mr. Modi will be joined by AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy and senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal. DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin will also garner votes for his alliance at Salem district today. Actor Vijay is scheduled to campaign at Chennai, but permission is awaited. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said women reservation bill to be brought by the government during the special parliamentary session is balanced and fulfills the aspirations of every state, community and region. Talking to reporters in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said he reached out to every political party and no party is opposing the legislation which has been brought in the parliament session to be held from tomorrow till Saturday.
Every region, every state is fairly distributed and given the provision of increase in the numbers of seats. So I feel this proposed bill is absolutely balanced, well thought of, and which will take care of the aspiration of every community, every region, every state. So there is no scope for any criticism.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his warm greetings on the occasions of Assamese New Year, Rongali Bihu, and Bengali New Year, Poila Boishak. The Prime Minister also extended his greetings to the citizens of Himachal Pradesh on the occasion of Himachal Day. Himachal Day has been observed today. The state-level celebration will be held at the district headquarters of Kinnaur in Rikong, PO, while district-level functions have also been organized across the state. Federal Chancellor of Austria, Dr. Christian Stocker, today arrived for his four-day official visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India and Austria share a warm and friendly relationship. He added that Chancellor Stocker's visit will impart further momentum to enhanced India-Austria partnership. US President Donald Trump has said negotiations between Washington and Tehran may restart in Pakistan within the next 2 days. Meanwhile, Israel and Lebanon held preliminary direct talks in Washington yesterday, hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The meeting marks the first direct diplomatic engagement between the two countries since the early 1980s as both sides attempt to reduce tensions along the southern Lebanon border. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs in Chennai. Batting first, Chennai Super Kings posted 192 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Kolkata Knight Riders struggled early and finished at 160 for 7. For CSK, Noor Ahmed bagged 3 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.